Many years ago, I read Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. For those of you not familiar with this book, it was Mr. Hill's life work, a 20-year study of the secret of success. Andrew Carnegie, the founder of United States Steel, bargained with Mr. Hill that if he would devote his life to the study of the secret of success, he, Mr. Carnegie, would give Mr. Hill introductions to the most successful people of his time. These were people like Henry Ford, George Westinghouse, Thomas Edison, John D. Rockefeller, and J.P. Morgan. The secret was the same one that Andrew Carnegie himself had used to amass one of the largest fortunes in the world. It was Carnegie's wish that everyone know this secret so that they would, in his words, not go through life as failures. In the preface to the book, however, Mr. Hill makes this cryptic statement. The secret to which I refer has been mentioned no fewer than 100 times throughout this book. It has not been directly named, for it seems to work more successfully when it is merely uncovered and left in sight, where those who are ready and searching for it may pick it up. As a young person, I must not have been ready for the secret of success because while I was searching for it, the secret eluded me. It was only many years later that I began to understand why. I recall watching my granddaughter learning to walk. Her hesitant first steps gave way to more steady and confident ones until now, it is hard to keep up with all her exuberant energy. Just as we would not expect an infant to run a 100-yard dash before she can walk, we cannot receive information, secret or otherwise, until we are ready. Bill only had about 27 minutes to create a completed painting and to share his thoughts on art, creative power, even the meaning of life. In many of his TV shows, he often commented that he wished he had time to show us more of his techniques. It is remarkable, though, how much Bill got across in that short period. Unfortunately, there was a lot more that he had to leave for us to discover on our own. I've come to realize that if we are persistent and patient, those secrets will reveal themselves. But you have to walk before you can run. I've been watching Bill's video, Alaskan Hideaway. Not one of his typical TV shows because it runs about 80 minutes. It is more a lesson in painting rather than a demonstration. In this video, Bill explains his techniques in depth. He talks about how he creates his images by visualizing three elements of painting. Bill talks about his philosophy of life and the importance of creative power. Although filmed over 20 years ago, many of Bill's comments are applicable today. I've watched a lot of Bill's videos, but of the videos I have seen, I think this is one of the most important and perhaps the first video to watch for anyone who would like to understand what made Bill a master painter. It is not enough just to watch Bill paint. The purpose of Bill's videos was to show you that you could paint. Bill's techniques make painting accessible to everyone. A degree in fine arts or exceptional drawing skills is not required. Bill understood at a very deep level, which I don't believe many folks realize, that art had the ability to empower individuals at a very deep level. I mentioned that Bill's comments in the video were applicable today. I say that because he talks about people having to take drugs to feel happy. He also mentions that others, because they mistakenly believe they are or cannot be creative, seek to express themselves in other ways, such as the clothes they wear, their hairstyle, or just plain silly behavior. Bill believed that the simple process of creating would bring people happiness without ridiculous accoutrements, false pretenses, or drugs, legal or not. Bill's life story is remarkable. Born during the turmoil of World War I, he grew up in the aftermath of the Great War, much like children that are growing up in the tumult of the Middle East today. I believe that Bill would have been able to relate to those children. So when Bill speaks, he speaks from the past that could have easily turned many people toward the dark side of life. Through it all, Bill became an incredible, creative beacon for us all. So it is not enough just to watch Bill. You need to answer the challenge that Bill throws at all of us, to pick up the paintbrush and begin your art journey. Will it be difficult? Of course, anything of value is worth the effort to achieve it. It is the pursuit of the goal that is as important as the goal itself. It is hard not to become excited when Bill talks about the almighty creative power and being next to God. I have never, honestly, ever heard another artist express with such enthusiasm the joy that art brought them the way Bill did. I long to experience that joy for myself. Although Bill is gone, he lives on in his paintings and his videos. His spirit is as alive today as it was 20 years ago. His story endures and inspires any of us who care to listen and learn. Join us because we have a great journey planned for you, and Bill will continue to lead the way. You can paint, we promise.